And we
are Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to go. Okay. Starting us off. Let's go to area code 787. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Yeah, what's up? It's Jose from Puerto Rico, fellas.
Jose, talk to me, man. What's going on?
First things first, I think you did a great job at SNY. I wish
appreciate
you wore a tie. You need to get an agent. You need to get an agent real quick. You did an awesome
job. I need you to represent me, man, but I appreciate it.
Listen, buddy, we could have lost the game tonight. We could have with this guy's hissy fit. And I blame Randall for Brunson getting hurt, because maybe he'll be in a different position. Something would have happened. Maybe he's not in that situation that he gets hurt. And he's not a Knickerbocker. He doesn't care about his team. He's always crying over a call, and I don't think that call was a big deal. I mean, we're up 14, 15, you know, and just shut your mouth and be a professional. If they want to call you a hater, fine. They can call me a hater all they want. But it's very unprofessional. Let's trade him on the deadline. He's not a Nick. He's not a Knickerbocker.
Wow.
And I'm fuming because we could have lost this game, but thank God that RJ picked it up, and we were able to get a win. I haven't heard any callers talking about Tibbs, telling about the great job he did with the nine man rotation. Nobody, you know, no one ever said, no one gives Tibbs credit when credit is due. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And anyway,
right.
Great job on you guys. And
it's time
to get rid of Randall big time. Adios,
man. The chat is not going to like that tonight, man. The chat is very, very sensitive these days. They're not going to like that. No, I didn't think he got Brunson hurt. Of course not. But look, Jose's right. Look, you got to play smarter than that to the people who feel like this team has a legit shot in the playoffs and things like that. Well, you're going to need Julius on his A game. That is where we don't need that comes from, to the new people in the chat. When we say we don't need that, that is directly in response to a Julius Randle bad decision. This is the bottom line, man. He had a great game. He was outstanding. And it was a bad decision. He had a complete meltdown for no reason. Yeah, it was a bad call. You got to be better than that, period. Period.
100%. And you got to be careful, man, because if for everyone who's thinking about playing in playoffs, was it 16 techs you're allowed this season?
I don't remember the number.
I think it's 16 techs that you're allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful.
You know?
And we know Julius is one that can, like, he loves to wear his heart on his sleeve. He can get caught up in the heat of the moment when he's upset. And we've seen him, you know, bark at the refs at trying to argue his point for calls, and that he doesn't get his fair share, which even if that's true, you got to be careful because you got to look out for the team, because once you exceed that many amount of technicals, that's a suspension coming after you.
Yeah.
And we all know, like, what happened to – and I'm not saying we're going to get to that point, but remember the whole Draymond thing?
Yeah.
When he kicked LeBron? That was a technical. He exceeded the max, got suspended.
And the chat
is
turning.
That's the type of stuff you got to prepare for.
The tomatoes flying in the chat for Jose right now. Hey, Julius Hive is alive and well right now. Who knew? Who knew? The tomatoes are flying. Roxy Roller, we will miss Randall when he's gone. Oh, wow. Hey, I like that, man. I like that. Let's go to Shear from Indiana. Shear, what's going on? First time caller. What's good?
My guys, great job as always.
Appreciate it.
Great win. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the defense and toughness that we've been showing over this stretch. Direct correlation with Grimes and Deuce being put in a lineup is a game changer. The injuries, I know Brunson, hopefully he'll be good, and Mitch both toughen it through. You know, these nicks and bruises they're receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jules had a moment, Julius Randle. I continue to give him, you know, stuff, but he's playing much better. And I think it's as a direct result of having you know, those defensive guards, either one starting with him and another one coming off of the bench. When you have a couple of players who are focused primarily on defense and a point guard who opens up the floor, he's allowed to work.
Yeah.
So he's outside of tonight, he's been doing a great job. And that's all I got.
For sure. And you know, when you talk about Grimes and Deuce on the defense, like we've been saying, man, it just starts at the point of attack. You know, if you can make things tougher for these ball handlers, stay in front of them, it keeps the back line of your defense honest. You don't have to play as much scramble ball and guys, you know, trying to recover and help this guy, help that guy, help this guy. Like, you could really, really keep it set. And just look at the three-point defense, the difference in the three-point defense over the last few weeks. You're not seeing guys mm-hmm. wide open looks. First off, I thought Grimes' defense on Kevin Huerter, especially in the first half, was excellent.
Yep.
I thought that was a big, big part of them getting that lead, especially with no De'Aaron Fox. It was keeping Huerter from getting hot early. I thought they did a great job of that, man. Grimes is all over him. All over him.
For sure.
Now, second half, he scored, got a couple buckets, but I thought overall the defense of Huerter was solid.
Absolutely. I mean, so the testament to the defense right now is that, talked about the last game, Knicks were number one in top of the league for the last three games. Knicks still stay at number one. Through four games, they are now number one defensive rating, 94.4, leading the league right now after these past four games. And look, they held the Kings, one of the top scoring offenses. Sure, no De'Aaron Fox, but they still kept them under 100 points.
Yeah.
99.
Yeah.
Barely did it, but they did it. You know, and if you look at this game and you look at what they did, the Kings shot 25.6% from three, 39.8% from the field. It's a testament to the defense right now.
Definitely.
So, shout out to Tibbs as, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Tibbs, man. Not enough credit for Tibbs in this place, you know.
Yeah. As Jose said, you got to give him his credit, man, for changing it up.
Absolutely.
You know, we can criticize Tibbs. There's valid criticisms for some rotations and decision-making, in-game adjustments. But when he figures things out, you also got to give him his kudos there, too.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about this nine-man rotation. Take a look at the minutes tonight. RJ, 44. Quentin Grimes, 42. This is vintage Woo. Tibbs. This is vintage Tibbs. Sorry, Cam. We can't afford it tonight.
Not even Rose, man.
Nope. Sorry. We got to play defense out here. RJ, Quentin, they ain't coming out of this game. But, no, but in all honesty, though, the question is going to be, I don't think Brunson, now they have a couple of games to rest, right? The first game against Chicago is the 14th. It's not clear what the status of Brunson's foot injury is. I just feel like, you know, coming into the game hurt, he landed on his back or his hip, and then he had the foot injury. I just feel like they could give him at least one night off at this point. He's been going so hard. I would have to think Rose, you know, IQ gets bumped up, and then Rose has to come in off the bench. Well, I mean, where do we go to if they rest Brunson?
Does Fournier make an appearance, or do we skip Cam, Fournier, and Rose and go to Zvi?
skip all of them and go to Zvi, right? I think it's got to go. It's got to go Rose. You need experienced ball handling out there. You're not going to put in McBride's hands off the bench. I think you got to go Rose there at least, and you got to get a little bit more offense off your bench. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I mean, you can argue that for. Honestly, for offense, you can give up. You can talk about any one of those three guys. For defense, Rose hasn't been great defensively, but
yeah.
If you need a point guard, he makes. You can argue for Rose for the point guard. You can argue Cam Reddish for, you know, he still plays good defense when he's locked in, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to play just because I think they're going to still try to trade him and they don't want him to get hurt. Cam is going to get injured.
No, I don't think it's Cam. It has to be Rose. You need experience and some offense there if you're going to move quickly up to the starter and rest Brunson.
The other option is that if you think you need more offense for, like, shot creation and stuff like that, you could go Fournier, like, and have him off the bench.
I don't know, man. I don't think so, man. I don't think so. It's got to be Rose. What do you guys think in the chat, man, in terms of the rotations? If Jalen Brunson is to miss some time with these injuries, which you have to assume he will, where should Tibbs go in order to replace him in this 9-man rotation? What do you guys think, man? Throw some options out there in the chat. We'll shout it out. Shout out to Junior Caroma, $5 super chat. Just got to give Tibbs his credit, man. This 9-man rotation is working, and benching D Rose and Cam for Deuce has clearly worked out. Yeah, so far so good, man. Definitely got to give Tibbs his props. 1,900 people in the chat, man. So to everybody in the chat once again, hit that thumbs up on the free boys. Let's get those likes up right now, people, and share this video right now. This is KFTV Postgame Live presented by Manscaped, number one show for the fans by the fans. Go to manscaped.com and enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping and get your holiday stocking stuffers today. Let's go to Aurel from Queens. Aurel, what's going on?
Hey, CP. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing?
How you doing, bro?
Going on?
Good, good. So last night I was watching Sports Night, and Jose stole my thunder. Seeing you on Sports Night, CP, that was amazing. Great acting. The way you talk about the Knicks. I like your suit. You look smooth. You should be on it every week, every day.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'll be back on there Saturday. So we'll get to it, man. Definitely.
That's perfect. And I hope you get a gig on WFAN, because that's my favorite radio show. Let's talk about the Knicks, but you definitely deserve it. Let's talk about the Knicks. Their defense is amazing. Quinn Grimes, love him. Amazing defense. But could he score a little bit more? Why doesn't he score? He needs to score a little bit more. I love McBride. Keep the rotation going on, and you guys was asking who should join the rotation. Maybe Reddish, but I know you say he's about to get traded. But
yeah.
I think he's the next choice. There's no one else I would take off the bench but Reddish.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. I think it's going to be D-Rose. I think it'll be D-Rose basically taking quickly spot and quickly moving up to the starters. Rose Hive in
Should
the chat. Start Rose. Rose is not starting, man. The Rose Hive will not go quietly into the night.
It should be that way. It probably will be that way.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the guys, his will probably go back to his guy. It makes the most logical sense.
In Chicago, why and not?
Ooh, that's right. In Chicago, not once, but twice.
Twice. Let's go.
Twice. We're in Chicago.
You know what I'm saying?
So, makes sense.
Yeah, why not, man? Shout out to Akeem Philippe, $5 Super Chat says, Randall is handing out 30 pieces at your local chicken spot. Get it while it's hot. Shout out to Kay from Georgia, an ex-Knicks fan, 4-game winning streak, talk to be nice. So you wanted to air out an ex-Knicks fan. Okay, all right. Hey, whatever gets it going, man. Appreciate the support. Make sure you guys are hitting that thumbs up and hitting that share button. Boxing Fan 189, $5 Super Chat says, Tibbs 9-man rotation seems to be doing a damn good job. Hopefully Brunson ain't too badly banged up and can play in Wednesday's game against the Bulls. Yeah, they're going to get a couple of days rest here. We'll see what the prognosis is for him. But certainly didn't look so good, man. He already came in kind of hobbled up, and then he took a nasty, nasty fall. And so we'll have to see how that impacts things. Definitely have to see how that impacts things. And then with Davion Mitchell putting all his weight on Jalen Brunson's foot when he didn't have any – his foot wasn't planted on the floor at all. It was already buckled. That's tough. Tough night for him. He tried to gut it through. He did walk to the locker room, but he was in bad shape. So we hope that that Brunson pulls through. Let me get to Emmanuel Quickly's post-game comment. Shout out to JD. Just throwing the alley on this. We'll see what Quick has to say. Couple of post-game comments here. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let's hear from Emmanuel Quickly on tonight. Let's see what he's got to say.
My guy's hurt, man, so I'm not really worried about who's starting, who's not. My teammate's down. That's all we really worried about is getting him healthy. Just went and talked to him in the locker room. He was in good spirits. So make sure I check on him again tonight and see how he's doing. That's all we're really worried about right now.
All right. So they did ask quickly what he thought the changes would be based on the Brunson injury. He took the high road. Good answer by him. He said, my guy's hurt, and that's all we're concerned about right now. Here's RJ on tonight's win, and here's what he thought about it. Let's hear from RJ.
We're getting more games under our belt. You know, having a new starting point guard is different. You know, it would be different for any team. So getting used to playing with him getting used to, you know, our system. So I think we're picking it up and we're learning about each other in general the more and more of these games come along.
All right, so that was RJ basically saying we needed some time to get the chemistry together. Now, here is Tibbs on Jalen Brunson. See what Tibbs got to say.
Just sprain. We'll see how it feels tomorrow.
Is that a sprained ankle?
It's got ankle.
Did it blow up and swollen?
I didn't get a chance to look at it, but that's what the medical sent back.
Okay, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Jalen Brunson diagnosed with a sprained ankle, and that's the update that we have right now from Tibbs. Sprained ankle for Brunson, Al. RJ says took us some time to get the chemistry right and quickly says he's not really worried about rotations right now. He's worried about his guy. Well, how do you react to these sound bites?
Start with a quickly one. Good PR.
Yeah. It's a good answer.
I think
it's
you said
answer.
The right thing.
Yeah.
It's a good answer. I mean, what do you want him to say? Like, oh, it should be me. It should be – I think it's fine. And I think Tibbs will evaluate it. It should be quickly. I think you give quickly that shot. As you mentioned, bring Derrick Rose off the bench. I mean, Rose has been comfortable in a bench role. So – and you can still have McBride with Rose off the bench taking turns,
yep,
sending each other up. You know, trying to get the offense going in what way. So we'll see what happens with that. With RJ, I think it's more so, I don't know if it's necessarily getting used to having a point guard, because it seems like even during like preseason, those guys look pretty
comfortable.
Fluid.
I don't know what else
they're adding. I don't know what else they're adding to the offense that is throwing anything off. I think what's working now is honestly the shift with having McBride, Grimes back in the rotation. I think that's more the thing rather than actually working with a new point guard, because their defense, as we know, the offense was still in the top 15 of the league.
Right.
So it wasn't like they were skipping a beat. The defense is what slipped off. But now that the defense is starting to pick back up and it's not really a point guard issue, I think it's just having all those guys back that's really changed the outlook of this team right now.
Yeah, good points. Definitely good points. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure chemistry is certainly a thing. They're only 27 games into the season. So even though they did look quite comfortable, sure, defensively, you know, it takes a lot more work to be a more cohesive and connected unit. But no doubt it started with Grimes getting back into it and then McBride getting in off into the rotation. It combined with them playing with Quickly as well, who's been solid defensively all year, it's just tighter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just tighter, man. So good job by them. We'll see how they carried forward against the Chicago Bulls. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. KFTV Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Let's go to Vegas, man. Miles from Vegas. Miles, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas, man? How y'all doing?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. So a couple things, man. I'm with y'all with Brunson, man. Anytime you start seeing the black tape on people's arms, man, it's time to take that rest day. But wanted to talk a little bit about RJ Barrett at the small ball kind of four. I think Tibbs and the Knicks is kind of blessing in disguise when Randall lost his cool and got ejected. To kind of see RJ at the four, I think it gives him a little bit more room. It makes them a little faster on defense, helps them funnel things to Mitch on defense rotations, gives RJ some room to slash and playmake a little bit more. I think you guys said he has 6 assists tonight, so I'm really interested to see what that looks like. I think the Knicks are kind of locked in roster-wise. Without, it limits their versatility with the OB and Randall at the four because they can't play the five or the three or anything. So seeing RJ at the small ball four, we might have looked into seeing something. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. I agree. And it's something that we've talked about for a couple of years now, especially when we have these lineup discussions early in the year. Like, how would these small ball lineups look with RJ running at the four? And now you're starting to see it in real life because of injuries and lack of availability of certain players, whether it's injuries to OB, Mitch, so on and so forth. Julius getting ejected tonight. You're kind of seeing it. You know, you're kind of seeing it. And against some of these smaller teams, this was a good test tonight to roll something out there like that. And they finished the game, so they had some success there.
Absolutely, and I think one for some coaches they like to experiment during the season and like try to throw out these small ball lineups to see Tibbs more reactionary to when injuries occur. Then he's willing to go to these certain types of lineups, like when Mitch was out and you need, like, he went small ball five against Philly. It's like, oh, he's throwing everything out there because he needs to. So now we see without Obi and then Randall, you're starting to see RJ playing some four. I think he's more reactionary to doing these things. I would wish that he's a little bit more – I wish he would experiment a little bit more when everyone's healthy just to get a look, because different teams go show you different things, like tonight with Sabonis and Keegan Murray. I think that's a good matchup to go small, because Sabonis is usually played – like, I know he's played center in the past, especially for the Pacers, but – because he's like, I think, is he a 7-footer? I don't even know if he's a 7-footer.
I don't think he's that. Yeah, I don't think he's that tall. So Bonus is 7. Well, he's listed as 7 according to ESPN. Listed as 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought he was a little small. Anyway, he usually played traditional power forward. So I think it was just still a good time to like test it out and see what you could do anyways. But yeah, RJ playing the 4 is good. And, you know, like going back to like defense, I was thinking about it. You only have two guys who haven't really experienced playing with Tibbs before, which is Brunson and Hartenstein.
Mm-hmm.
All these other guys have at least had a year minimum under Tom Thibodeau to understand how he plays defense. And I think that's also another big component. So like when you have Grimes, RJ, Randall, Mitch, IQ, Deuce, and I know Obi's not there anymore, but when Obi's back, you know, you got – was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? You have 7 guys who know how to play Tibbs' style of defense.
True.
I think that's very important too. You know,
experience,
so I think that's
is
also something to keep in mind.
Experience is definitely a factor. I could definitely agree with that. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, who's with us since the pregame. $10 super chat says, get used to it. Every game is going to be a physical swamp, ugly sludge ball, frustration, celebrity row, got to get readjusted. Ain't going to be pretty acute. This brand of basketball is unmarketable, and I love it. So shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, man. And, yeah, it wasn't a pretty night statistically by any stretch, Al. Both teams shooting not so great from the field, 40% from the Kings, 44% for the Knicks overall. The Knicks shot the ball much better from two because they were only able to shoot 22% from downtown. And as Oren from Queens was saying, you know, that's one of the things you want to see with Quentin Grimes is, even though his defense has been consistent, it's been on point, and it's been a much needed lift for the team, you're hoping that his 3-point shot in particular can come around and it can be a bit more consistent. You know, two nights ago against, I believe it was the Hawks, he was 5-for-7. Tonight, only 1-for-4, and I believe against the Hornets, he may have hit like either 1 or 2. So you want to see Grimes continue to get his 3-point percentages up, knock down a couple, be a good volume 3-point shooter for this team, and then he could really, really be lethal. But overall for the Knicks, not a good shooting night from three, but they were still able to get things going on their side, man. 55 rebounds. They won the battle of the boards. That was an area where I expected them to win. They also, of those rebounds, 15 on the offensive side. So shout out to the Loch Ness Monster, Mitchell Robinson, for obviously contributing there. Good hustle stat right there on the offensive glass. And then 58 points in the paint. So they were able to continue to attack these smaller lineups and go to their strength, which is getting points inside. So that was a good job by Julius. Mitch, RJ, Brunson, and those guys attacking the rim.
Absolutely. I think the other thing you got to look at is even though both teams matched in total turnovers, Knicks slightly edged out the Kings with 23 points off turnover, off turnovers. You also had, for steals? Knicks come out with 8 steals to the Kings 7.
Mm-hmm.
The one that really disappointed me tonight is because the Knicks have been doing so well is that they've only had 19 assists tonight. And that, you know, that's partially due because you lose Brunson. Randall also helps get some assists there as well.
Yeah.
But would have liked to have seen some more playmaking. But I think that's just everyone getting more comfortable when you don't have those guys on the court.
Yeah.
Overall, though, solid effort for the Knicks. And the thing that continues to stay strong, CP, because it stunk last season, free throws.
Free throws. 24
for 27.
Yeah.
89% tonight. Got
Need
a
that.
Great turnaround.
Need that. Whereas the Kings were 65% from the stripe. So I think that could have been a pretty big difference in this game as well in terms of tilting it towards the Knicks' favor. So good job by the squad overall and being able to gut it out, even though shooting-wise they did not have it. And though tonight's By the Numbers, Al, is brought to you guys by Prize Picks. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports Made Easy. To my people in the chat, make sure you guys go to prizepicks.com and play with promo code KFTV, and they're going to match your deposit up to, 100% up to $100. So when you sign up with Prize Picks, and let's say you want to play with $50, they'll match with another $50, so you have $100 to play with. If you want to play with $100, they'll match that $100, so you have $200 to play with. And Al, I had a pretty good night tonight in Prize Picks, and I played a lot of this game. I played Jalen Brunson. You know, with Brunson coming in with all these injuries and mired in a bit of a shooting slump, I didn't think this was going to be the night for him to break out of it, especially with Davion Mitchell guarding him. Davion Mitchell has given Jalen Brunson credit for being one of the toughest guards in the league. So I took Brunson with less than 31.5 points, rebounds, and assists, and he finished with 24. So I hit on that. The one I was most confident about tonight was Julius, more than 23.5 points. Julius Randle, as I said, coming into this matchup against Sabonis, over his last two games, averaging about 38 points against a bonus. So I thought this 23 points was a low, low number, especially with Julius coming off of two 30-point games. I thought this was an easy one, and Julius hit that in the first half, finished with 27 points. I also like Sabonis in this game with more than 31.5 points and rebounds, and he just got that number tonight, finished with 32. So I hit that one there, and then I also hit Mitch. Mitch has been rebounding like a monster over these past few games. I believe Breen said over the last five, he's had 60 rebounds in total, so that's 12 rebounds per game. So I took Mitchell Robinson with more than 8.5 rebounds, and he finished with 9. Only one I did not hit tonight, I had Pascal Siakam with more than 26.5 points. Raptors taking on the Magic team. Magic giving up a ton of points to power forwards lately, but I didn't hit that. Siakam only finished with 17 points. So on the night, I hit 4 out of my 5 picks and was still able to win some money tonight, man. How'd you do tonight?
I didn't do too well tonight, man. I thought I was getting a little adventurous tonight with some of my picks. Tonight, I chose Quentin Grimes to have more than 10.5 points. The last couple of games, he's averaged over he's had over more than 10 points. Tonight, he only finished with 7, so didn't hit there. I, too, like you, took Julius Randle for over 23.5 points. It's just easy. You know he's going to see Sabonis on the other side. You know he's going to get up for that game. I then took Scotty Barnes because Scotty Barnes, for rebounding, the average was 7.5. Scotty Barnes has been doing really well when it comes to that category. But today, I guess he heard that I was going to choose him in Prize Picks, and he decided not to get more than 7 rebounds. He only got 2 today.
Wow.
2 boards for me today.
Wow.
And usually he's averaging about 7 boards. So that was shocking. I took Joel Embiid, though. I hit on this.
Okay.
I took
like
Joel Embiid
one.
To have more than 46.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He finished today with 68. So he went way over. And then the last one, I wanted to get, like I said, I went a little adventurous today. I went for Bobo to make 1-3. It was at 0.5, my man. He usually makes 1. Tonight he didn't. None at all.
You were feeling yourself a little bit, man. All good, man. You know,
feeling it. I did well the other night. I was like, let's explore over here. Let's see what I can hit on.
That's how it goes, man. Well, for you people at home, go ahead and play to win, but play responsibly, man. Go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV. And like I said, for an instant deposit match up to $100. Okay. Let's get back to the phone, see what the people got to say, man. Cody from BK. Cody, what's going on?
Good, man. How you doing, CP? How you doing, Alex, man? Big shout out to y'all. Big shout out to Manscaped. You know, I average zero turnovers a game, and that's all because of Manscaped. I take care of my balls. As I was saying, I'm back to the Knicks. I love the Knicks, man. They've been on a four game great streak, man. Oh, my goodness. I can't say enough about that. I don't know if y'all really dig deep in the depths of the Knicks chat, but we've been ripping Tibbs. We've been ripping RJ. We've been saying trade Julius. I'm a happy camper. I'm happy to be a Knicks fan. I don't think we should trade anybody. This is a team. They're acting like a team, and we're going to go down. Like Chuck D said, this is nasty basketball that can't be marketed. We got to keep playing like this. And okay. I just want to say, for the last thing, we can't get too high, too low. This is the Knicks we're talking about, bro. Calm down, man. Let the Knicks be the Knicks, man. MSG Network needs to pick up Knicks Fan TV. Cut that check. People got bills to pay. Alex, CP, y'all deserve to be on there. I love y'all. Good night, man. Chuck B, I love you, bro. If you're hearing this out there, I love you, bro.
Shout Appreciate out,
man. Bye.
Cody from BK, man, showing a lot of love tonight, man. He looked like he sounded like he just finished manscaping or something. He was very chill, cool, calm, and collected. No testimonials, Cody. Like no it. Testimonials, my man.
None.
Just go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV, 20% off plus free shipping. That's all you got to do. No testimonials, but my man sounded like he just got finished with a session. Maybe he's using the LED spotlight. Hey, whatever you're into. You know what
I didn't want to go there. You decided to go there. All right.
Whatever you're into, man. Whatever you're into, man.
Man, I was just trying to have a nice, peaceful night. CP over here talking about the LED light.
Hey, whatever you're into, my man. Whatever you're into. Benji's in the building. Uh-oh. I know he's hyped tonight. Benji, let's go.
What's up, man? It's amazing. I've been to two games this year. The home opener and tonight, both were like the most incredibly stress-free games.
Yeah.
The game was like wire-to-wire, easy win. I'm worried about Brunson, though, man. That was kind of a hard fall. It was right in front of me.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going to the locker room. I don't know. I can't see any scenario where he doesn't miss. I could see him being out a couple weeks, man, to be honest with you. That was a pretty rough.
He should.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just worried about, life without him, but... man, it was a great win. There's really not a whole lot to say on the negative side. The defense is great. Grimes is playing terrifically. Forget the offense, forget the points. He had a lot of situations tonight where he went along he loves that baseline move where he does.
Yeah.
He gets the quick pass and he goes baseline and either swings the ball or drops it off, for like Mitch. So it was a great game all in, man. RJ with another solid performance. That's two straight. I would say obviously like the only negative would be just Randall. Like, moving forward, he's gotta know that he can't do that. That's just inexcusable. That's the only situation that that could have hurt us and change the game. So great win, man.
Did you wear your 48 tonight? And did you shout out Fournier? It sounded like you were close to the bench. Did you shout out 48 tonight?
Of course, man. I always stay true to myself and represent my guy. In fact, there was a French journalist that was walking around the garden, and he saw my jersey and started interviewing me.
Look at that.
It was pretty funny. But on that note, if Brunson is out, does Fournier get any action? I know Alex mentioned. Just curious.
I knew he had to end the call with that question. Al, you opened the door. You left the door open for that, man. I blame you for that, man.
Oh, good. I like open up Pandora's box once in a while.
Hey, look, who knows? You never know with Tibbs. You just never know. Personally, I just, like I said, at the top of the show, whenever we discuss this, I just feel like he'll go with more experience at the point guard. He'll go with Rose to run the offense, let McBride continue to do what he do, play defense and play more off ball, and not really give him that responsibility to run the entire offense. That's why I think it's just more likely to go with the Rose. He'll get some scoring off the bench and that experience in running the offense. And we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Brunson needs a rest, man. You know, that's the part of his game that you got to look out for, especially the way that he plays. He plays a tough physical brand. So
yeah,
have to see.
It's very tough. The question is, now when you bring up Emmanuel quickly as that starting point guard, if that's the direction they decide to go, do you then have enough playmaking in that starting rotation? And is quickly ready to put into that mindset to being a facilitator?
Yeah.
Because Brunson, he understands that balance, right? I think, and quick, we saw that towards the end of last season, we were starting to figure that out. Beginning this year, we've seen him go back and forth to understanding when to be a playmaker, when to be a scorer. Will he be ready to understand that balance if getting that promotion and to give Jalen Brunson that rest? So you hope that he is. Hopefully he's ready to be that playmaker. We're still going to need his shooting. Whenever he sees that he's open for three, he tries to knock it down. But that's the big thing. Do you think he's ready for a CP? Do you think he's going to be ready to take on that challenge?
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. You know, I think, you know, Quick has had that experience over these last year and a half in terms of running the offense. He's just playing a more mature brand of basketball. Now, again, the three-point shot isn't where you'd like it to be, but he's still scoring very well. I feel like he's orchestrating well. And also, it's going to be, you know, Julius and RJ are going to have to share in that responsibility. Quentin Grimes, who's shown you, again, tonight with two assists, but a guy that can put it on the floor and facilitate as well. Think it'll have to be by committee. Everybody's going to have to play selfless basketball, and I think they'll be able to get it done. I think they can hold it down while Brunson is on the men. I think they should be able to get it done, especially this week. You know, you got two games against the Bulls, one against the Pacers. I think they still have enough to get it done, even without Brunson. If Julius continues to play this way, attention, Julius Hive. I just have to say that to Julius Hive. You know, they're a little bit on edge. They've been on edge with me this whole week.
A little aggy recently.
Yeah, they've been very aggy, man. CP, you're a hater, man. You guys are hating on Julius. Go ahead. Yo, I'm telling you, man. I had to walk some people off the ledge, man.
Do you think that Tibbs would shock us like he did last season when the Knicks played Houston? Because McBride did start that one.
Yeah.
He did play 36 minutes. Shot 6-for-11 with 54% from the field. Went 2-for-5, went 40% from three. And you got your 9 assists.
Yeah.
Could Tibbs go that direction to keep Emmanuel quickly on the bench? Do you think that's a possibility?
Does he bury his son like that, man? I don't know if he'll bury Rose. Where was Rose in that situation? Was Rose hurt?
He got hurt. Yeah,
he was hurt. He wasn't healthy, yeah. Right? Yeah, he wasn't healthy.
He was not healthy. Yeah.
I don't know if they do that to him.
Well, was that the game that Rose got injured, and then McBride stepped up? I think that's what actually happened in that game. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember the game story. I don't remember the game.
Derrick Rose got hurt that game. He did play.
He got hurt.
Derrick Rose got hurt. He played 12 minutes. Yeah, and then McBride came in with the starters.
Yeah,
and finished up that game.
Yeah,
so
certainly possible.
That's enough.
Certainly possible.
I think that's enough. Because what you could do at that point is you could go back to the whole Rose IQ bench pairing, and you can have it that way. If that's what you want to do. You know, hope that
you mean start. Start with McBride.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You start the game with McBride. That way you have IQ and Rose off the bench. You still have Hartenstein come off the bench too.
Yeah.
And that way, because McBride's more of a pass. He likes to pass. I know he doesn't attack, but you see that he's always looking to be a connector. And if you have him, and maybe you can rely on Grimes with some of Grimes' playmaking, maybe Tiz could go that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking because we did see McBride do that once last season.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see what happens, man. Salute to Corso 117 in the chat. $10 super chat says, the more I think about it, the more IQ has to start if Brunson is out. Give IQ 30 to 33 minutes, and Rose is 15 to 18 minutes off the bench. We don't need Rose getting hurt, too, if we're going to trade him. Okay? So Corso weighs in on the action. Let's go to Julio from Orlando. Julio, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How's it going, man?
Hey, man.
Listen, you know, for me, watching this Knicks team throughout this winning streak is just really giving me a lot of vibes of 2 years ago. And I think that Coach Thibs really, really was trying to replicate that because we had good perimeter defense when we made that playoff run. Mm-hmm. And then we traded away some pieces to try to get offense. And that didn't really pan out. So I think he reached in his bag and said, listen, what can I do to try to get that again? When we had Reggie Bullock, he was out there just pop and shoot, right? So he said, okay, Grimes could probably match this. And then that infamous guy, Elfrid Payton, that everybody hated, he gave us defense but not a lot of offense. And it feels like, Goose, it's the same, you know? So I think we got that same style of play. Perimeter defense up top, the guys, if they could give us a little bit much more offense than those two guys used to give us, I think it makes it better for us. And Julius is playing as well as he was when we had that team with those type of guys. That's pretty much it. Just want to see what you guys think about that. I love the Knicks. You know how it is. Good job on the show, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Not a bad thought. Al, not a bad thought. You know, the one thing about that 4-seed team was that from a decision-making standpoint and defensively, they were together almost on a nightly basis. Like, there were very few nights where they either, like, let go of the rope in the game or that you saw, like, blown coverages or guys pointing at each other. That's one of the things I remember about that team was that they were a solid, cohesive unit, especially on the defensive end, night in and night out. And over these last, you could even say from the OKC game, yeah, they had a couple of stinkers in there mixed in, but they've been pretty locked in.
Yeah, I think that goes back to what I said earlier, is that they've all been – understand Tibbs' system, right? So they all are kind of comfortable with that. And I think, yeah, you can kind of see that because when you look at tonight, right, you lose Randle, you see this team, you lose Brunson, you start seeing this team struggle offensively. That team was designed to be defensive-oriented and go through Randle. And then you had RJ, who's being like a 3-and-D type player to some extent. And you'll rely on everybody else. And I think for this team, you rely on Randle and Brunson, then RJ. But it's really on the heels of the defense. It's kind of similar in that aspect.
Yeah.
It is kind of similar.
Yeah, I agree. Life Changer Lamb in the chat says, is Grimes disrupting DeRozan this week? Well, I think he'll get some Levine. And maybe he'll get some DeRozan as well. Well, both he and RJ are going to have to mix it up with those guys. That's going to be a great matchup to look at. And that's going to be our game of the week preview, right? We got our guy, Corey Tolliver, of the Hardwood Herald, a.k.a. No Ceilings Podcast. Sir. Great basketball mind. That's my guy. He'll be on the show this week for the game of the week preview. So looking forward to that one whenever you guys do that. When are you guys doing that one? Tomorrow?
I think we're going to be able to do it tomorrow. But make sure it's not only going to be for one game.
Yeah.
It's going to be for both games. So that's the good thing about this week for game of the week, because it's the Chicago Bulls. We play them Wednesday and Friday. It's still going to be relevant this week.
Yeah.
So make sure to tune in. So you're not going to miss it. You're going to have, what, 3-4 days, however many days it is, to go back and check it out, because it'll still be relevant.
And we'll also get a little early draft talk, get his thoughts on some early looks, some prospects. So looking forward to that show whenever you guys do it. 2,000 people on the chat, man. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. KFTV. Post-game live presented by Manscaped, as we said, as Cody from BK said, shout out to Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. And a couple of callers have called in. and have saluted the SNY debut of the franchise, man. SNY TV. I was down in the studio last night, down by the World Trade Center, man. Went into the studio for a quick hit segment on the New York Knickerbockers, man. I'll be back there next Saturday as well. So shout out to the guys at SNY, man. Shout out to my guy Jason Spells, who was the host for that night. He was able to show me the ropes and walk me through the studio. Got my mic connected, you know, everything like that. Shout out to producer Mike Robertson and everybody at SNY. Shout out to Ian Begley, of course. And I had a blast, man. Had a great time. I'm looking forward to doing more of these, man. So shout out to everybody that tuned in live and or tuned in on the web as well. Great job. And yeah, for those of you that haven't caught it, you guys can catch it on the channel. It's up on the channel as well. So definitely, definitely check that one out.
Yeah, it was great, man. Great seeing you on SNY. You did a great job. It was just awesome, man. It was awesome. You worked really hard for it. I know not everyone gets to see the amount of work from behind the scenes and to see how far you come. Great accomplishment, bro.
Appreciate it.
Like, absolutely stellar job today.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know, it's a long journey, but I also, you know, got to shout out the entire team, man, because if you look at how the show looks right now, from the aesthetic to, you know, the graphics and everything like that, we got a great team behind the scenes, as you said. We got a great team. And in front of the camera, I got to shout out, you know, you, JD, Jeff, Chris LeBron, those guys are filling in, like, It's not easy bringing people into the fold to trust them with your brand. You know what I mean? Like, the brand, it's like a baby. It's like a kid. So it's like putting a kid, you know what I mean, in somebody else's hands is very, that's a very difficult decision to make. You know what I mean? And so I definitely got to shout you guys out. I got to shout out SNY and Ian Begley for rocking with us, man. Not a lot of established media brands rock with the independent wave, especially Knicks Fan TV. And so SNY, Ian Begley, they've been at the forefront of supporting us. You've been on there. JD's been on there. Shout out to Dexter Henry. That's been linking everybody from KFTV on there and giving the brand more exposure. And so, like I said, I got to big you guys up just for representing the right way, representing, not just forget about the basketball taste, but just representing on a professional level and just being real solid with it. So, you know, that definitely means a lot. And it's very important in terms of moving this thing forward, man. So keep doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, the game previews are on point. Like, we're looking at different ways to expand the content. KFTV.com is rolling. So, yeah, man, let's just keep doing it.
Much appreciated. Yeah, we're just going to keep staying locked in, and everyone should stay locked in as well.
Yeah, everybody stay locked in, man. Stay hitting that thumbs up on Free Voice. Stay sharing these videos, subscribing to the channel. All of that stuff works. All of that stuff has contributed to everything that you are seeing here so far. So it is a family show in terms of the way we present the show, but also just in the way that this is really a grassroots movement, and everybody is bringing their brick. Everybody is contributing, whether it's the donations or just, like I said, doing these things, hitting that thumbs up and everything like that. It all of that contributes, man. And shout out to the mods, TM, everybody in the chat, man. All the mods in the chat, JJ, the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, never misses a show. Junior Caroma never misses a show. Don Talento never misses a show. Shout out my guy Ty never misses a show. And Ty, he comes to our OmniFan events, and Ty's my guy, man. If you guys saw Ty was my security for the 40/40 event, but he also has his own jazz band. And so he was out here locally, man, and they had a concert today. So I went to go check Ty and his band. They did a great job, man. I'm a big jazz fan. And so, you know, shout out to Ty and his band, man. They definitely tore down the house. But Ty's, he's another one that's been rocking with us since the beginning days, man. So definitely want to shout him out and definitely big him up for supporting the wave, man. So appreciate everybody, man. Appreciate everybody. All right, Muhammad from Dallas.
You a Jazz fan? I thought you were a Knicks fan.
No, not Utah Jazz. Jazz music. jazz music, man. Yeah, jazz music. So
you set me up. I just had it.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. That was a good one, man. That was definitely good. So, yeah. Muhammad from Dallas, what's going on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Congratulations on your SNY debut. Shout out to you. Shout out to Alex, man, the whole Knicks Fan TV squad.
Appreciate it.
Now, I rarely call in, CP. I rarely do. I just listen. I enjoy the wins. Sometimes on the losses, I don't even tune in because I'm an emotional Knicks fan, to say the least. But I had to call in tonight, man. I feel like you guys were just going too hard on my boy Julius. Like, I just felt like you guys. Well, I'll break it down to you like this.
Yeah.
He's our number one guy, right? He's on the team. And a lot of people are giving credit to Tibbs right now for the nine-man rotation. And credit is due to Tibbs. But also, after the game, Tibbs said that when Julius got that technical, some of his teammates should have stepped in. How many times have you seen guys get emotional and the teammates step in and kind of pull them back?
They should.
You know, I think we didn't let – he still got to take onus because he's the one who got hot-headed. But at the same time, he's having a great season. If the All-Star game voting was today, he'd be an All-Star. He's bringing our team back. He gave us our first playoff appearance in like a decade, a couple years ago. Yeah, he had an off season, the whole thumbs down thing. I wasn't with that. But he's having a good year as players and as fans as well. Let's like kind of sweep this under the rug. You know, I know you got to talk about it because, you know, you got to give the analysis of the game, but you don't have to harp on it. And then
let me ask you this. We started the game off saying what? That he had a monster game. Did we not give him credit for the monster game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you didn't. I just felt like you kind of went a little bit overboard with the, oh, this is why we should have, this is why, when we say we want to trade him, it's for reasons like this.
No.
He doesn't do this. This is not a repetitive thing.
No, but the point is that when fans say, oh, you're so hard on him, you're this, you're that, you're the other thing, it's reasons like this, because this is our best player, bro. Your best player
is it's not to say that, right.
This is really the first time this season that he's gotten thrown out, but he has done it in the past. And so all we're saying, but
we know what compounded it was the first. It was like you. Then the first caller came in with that too. So it's kind of like, yo, are we just bashing our guy now? He's about to be an all-star. Come on, man.
I can't control how everybody else feels. I can't control how Jose feels. This is an equal opportunity show for everybody to get their opinions in. That's why I had to come in with the other thing. That's why I'm here. I had to come in with the defense
because you guys, you jumped on my boy, man. You jumped him. So I had to, you see your boy getting jumped. You got to jump in and fight for him. So Julius, keep doing your thing. If you're listening, you're an all-star. This is how we want you to play. And to me, you're a number two. All we need is a number one. We don't need to trade you. We need to find us a number one. For me, the trade chips are RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, and if we have to throw in like a Mitch and all the picks, let's do all of that to get a number one. We have a number one, Julius number two, Brunson number three, and we got a championship team. That's what I got for you guys. Appreciate the show, man. I love listening. I'm going to keep on listening. And just let me know how you feel about the take. Have a good night.
All right. Appreciate it. I mean, listen, man, you know, some of the Julius Hive, they want to act like he's above criticism. Where do we get to? How do we get here? How do we get here where we can't point out not only the good, but also the bad? How do we get here? Why is it that just because he's having an all-star caliber year that we can't say anything bad? And that everything that you say bad, you know, Robert Randolph, perfect example. On Twitter. Shout out to my guy Robert Randall. And if Robert is listening
tonight, I hope you get the Friday night to
I told
it,
him.
Man.
I said because in the first quarter he's at me. He's like, oh, where's all the Julius haters now? And I'm just like, yo, it's not everybody thinks that because you say something on the negative side that it's hate. It's not hate. It's not hate. I don't know Julius. I don't know him personally. I don't care what he's got going on personally. It's not hate. He did a bonehead thing, and I'm going to call it out. That's it.
And we should call it out because I think Brunson's our best guy.
Yeah.
But still, you need Randle because it's between him and Brunson that are making this ship go. You know Brunson's been struggling a little bit. You know we need you. You can't – when you do that, to me, you're letting your team down. Like, it goes back to you saw how they struggled when you weren't there. You're in a position where you got to compete for every single game if you want. If you want to make the playoffs, you need to be present 24/7.
Yeah.
You can't make a mistake, especially one where you get ejected from a game. And I thought Brunson did go in there and try to hold him off. I thought I did see that, where Brunson tried to get in front of him, hold back Randle. But, like, you also have to have that wherewithal, too. Like, you're cooking. Teams relying on you. Like, you have to be smart in order to keep your team in this mix. The Knicks are not, like, it's not that they're not. It's an uphill battle for them to not have to go through the play-in. So every win counts. And you don't want to give
Good
your
point.
You don't want to give up any chance where you're going to be losing a game, especially where you have one in the bag because you're killing it tonight.
Yeah,
that's just not smart, man. And so when we criticize that, that's all we're getting at.
Yeah, Harlem G319 in the chat. It's not hate, it's accountability. That man gets it. We want excellence. Khalid E, CP, I'm a big fan of you, but you're too hard on Randle compared to the other players. They're not in the same league. He's our guy. He's not McBride. He's not Cam. He's not these other guys. He's the best player on the team. He has to be held to a higher standard. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes. If RJ, the other day RJ took a bad shot, I said it was a bad shot. When Brunson's playing hero ball, in my opinion, I say Brunson's playing hero ball. If Julius isn't playing defense or he's bailing out on a play, I'm going to call it like it is. But we started the show saying, I compared him to Melo's and started the show. I jumped out the window. See, they don't hear that part out. You see, the Julius have, they got selective hearing. They don't hear when I compared his arsenal to Melo to start the show. I didn't see fives in the chat for that.
But bootleg Melo. Don't say Melo.
Bootleg Melo. Yeah.
Watch out. Because then the Melo hive is going to come at you.
That's right.
Melo hive's gonna be like,
that's right.
Yo, are you
crazy?
He's like Melo, bro?
You're hating on Melo. Listen, I love it, man. I love it. It's all for good conversation. Good, bad, or indifferent. So that's just what we do. We just keep it real, man. Just keep it real, man. It's nothing personal. This is basketball. It's sports. John from Arizona. John, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? Salute, Knicks Nation. I'm going to keep this rapid fire.
Yeah.
Start with the Randle situation. I think he should have just led it to Tibbs. He's usually good at, you know, vouching for him and haggling at the refs pretty much all game. And I didn't think the play was even justified for those two technical fouls. But I thought the only really negative thing about the game was our three-point shooting, 23%. I mean, that's just atrocious, but... Mm-hmm. Besides that, I like the front court defense from Grimes and McBride, and hope we can get the win against the Bulls. See you guys.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, you're right. The three-point shooting wasn't there, but as we talked about, free throws were there. They were hot from two, got their points in the paint, and they defended. They held the Kings to under 100 points. This is the second highest scoring offense in the league. As I said, I thought their defense on Herter was key, especially in the first half. Grimes did a great job on him. Harrison Barnes didn't really get it going. Malik Monk didn't really get it going. So they did what they had to do, man. They definitely did what they had to do.
Good defense. Hopefully it keeps rolling. Let's see how they play against Chicago. You know, got Levine, got DeRozan. Levine put up 40 points not too long ago. Let's see how – I think – you know, you touched on it. I think it's going to be Grimes on Levine because Levine's very athletic.
Yeah.
And the one thing I like about Levine is that he's a good catch-and-shoot, three-point shooter. He's constantly cutting. He's moving without the ball. He makes quick decisions once he gets the ball. It's not – he's not trying to dance around with it too much. He knows where he wants to go already. He can score at all three phases. Shot creator. I think you got to put Grimes on him.
Yeah.
Just athletically, you got to go with Grimes. And then we've seen RJ last season on DeRozan. I think you go RJ on DeRozan.
Yeah, I'm with that.
That's how you should do it.
I'm definitely with that. You know, because RJ seems to have a lot of trouble with more agile players. He had some trouble with Keegan Murray tonight on the ball.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, RJ gets caught sleeping when it comes to backdoor cuts. That's part of Levine's game.
Yeah.
That's part of Levine's game.
Good point. Definitely need Grimes out there, throw him off his rhythm a little bit. Let's go to Arkansas. Dom's with us. A lot of new callers tonight, man. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag and we will shout you guys out. Dom, what's going on? How you feeling?
Hey, what's up, CP? Alex, thanks for letting me in on this call.
Thanks, man.
What up?
I wanna talk about the passion that I'm hearing from all these Knicks fans, okay? I'm a diehard Knicks fan, born and raised Hollis, Queens. Don't ask me how I end up in Arkansas, but I love it. But you guys got to really, really pump the brakes with ICU Tibbs. He's been trying mix and match, trying to get the lineup correct, but he had no other choice but to revert back to what he used to do in Chicago, how he ran Rose into the ground. You guys said it earlier, 44 minutes for this guy, 42 minutes for that guy. Let's just pump the brakes on Tibbs right now, giving him all the kudos. Because before this Dallas game on December 27th, that's when we're going to really need Brunson to pull in. That's when we're going to need Julius Randle to show up in front of his hometown and get busy. And hopefully, with a full roster, Obi comes back, then that's a game we could say, this is who we are and where we're going for the rest of the season. Because right now, Tibbs got the silence going. He's putting players in the ICU. And for once, I would like to see Tibbs take two technicals for the team. I would love to see him take two technicals for the team. It seems like all he knows how to revert back to is what he did in Chicago. So all these Julius Randle guys that are, you know, knocking on him, he is who he is. And honestly, we need him because we don't have no Bobby Portis, some muscle that we used to have back in the day. We don't have no Tyson Chandler, you know, some big guys that can intimidate other players. So right now, Julius Randle is what we got, and we need to roll with him. Hopefully he won't get hurt the rest of the season. Hopefully Tibbs, you know, will add a 10-man rotation instead of the 9. But I'm telling you, in the future, there's a player, Anthony Black, 6'7", 6'8", point guard.
Is that the kid from Arkansas?
That's the point guard from Arkansas. I'm telling you guys now, if the Knicks have any kind of scouting people out there, they need to check this dude out. Handles, rebounds, passing. So if y'all want to let go of Quickly, let go of, you know, McBride, you got something down the road for the future. So, Knicks, I know you're passionate. Knicks fans, you're passionate. Same as me, but just pump the brakes. ICU Tibbs, he's behind the wheel right now.
ICU Tibbs, all right, man.
Rapid fire.
Appreciate the call. Betty said rapid fire just to say rapid fire. That was like a five-minute call, but we'll give it to him. He's a first-time caller, so I let him ride. He's a first-time caller from an obscure place. You know what I mean? He said he's from Queens. He said, don't ask what he's doing out there in Arkansas. I'm not going to ask. So.
Funny that he brought up the Arkansas guard, yeah. Anthony Black. By the way, if you do want to read more about it, our guy, Jeffrey Campbell, KFTV writer, our draft expert, wrote about him. So make sure to go to KFTV.com,
okay.
KnicksFanTV.com, route the full thing. You'll go find his article there.
Yeah, let's talk to Corey about him, too, when we get him on the show for the preview. Anthony Black from Arkansas. Shout-out to Edgar Moore, $20 Super Chat says, can you guys explain what Tibbs is trying to do with Sims? At times, he looks lost. Well, you know, Sims has to adjust to being in this lineup, playing with alongside Hartenstein. I didn't think he did bad tonight. I thought he played pretty admirably on the defensive end, especially guarding on the perimeter. I thought Tibbs was okay tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, he only played 8 minutes.
So yeah. He didn't get that much. He didn't get that much time, really. So, you know, right now he's the third string center right now until further notice. Shout out to Tecato Music Team, hashtag new Brills Chills. I feel like they're in here all the time. But shout out to Brills Chills Team, hashtag new. We got Darian Stewart new in the chat. Darian, how you feeling? And Al, how are you feeling about player ratings presented by KnicksFanTV.com? Yep, let's get to it. Player ratings. Go to KnicksFanTV.com and check out KnicksFanTV Remy's player ratings as he goes through the entire game, recaps the game, and does player ratings for every player that played in the game. Shout out to Remy. Shout out to KnicksFanTV.com. Let's start with RJ Barrett. 27 points, 6 dimes, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks for RJ tonight.
Woo, where am I going with the, I'm going to go with the 9 for RJ tonight.
Whoa.
Give him a 9.
Whoa. My bad, guy. I didn't want to influence it. The guy, okay.
You always do that. You always try to influence the chat, man. And I know what you're trying to do over here. I know. You're just trying to rile them up all against me. Oh, whoa. He gave him a 6 last time, and he didn't play. He shot like brick. Oh, man. There he goes. I know what's going on over here. I know this whole trickery. You think I haven't figured this one out.
Oh, man.
I'm going with a 9 for RJ Barrett tonight.
Okay.
Because that's the number he wears, all right?
Okay.
First and foremost. Not really. But he got us 27 points. 9 for 21 from the field, 2 for 6 from 3. He hit 7 for 9 from his free throws. He's really improved his free throw shooting this season. It continues to show that. Got his 9 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. I thought he was critical down the stretch of this game once he lost Brunson and Randall. And like we talked about earlier, you need that defense. Mitchell Robinson and the perimeter defense was on point. But I thought RJ, even though there were some, it wasn't all pretty, I thought he did a good job keeping the Knicks in it. Ended the game, finished after those guys went out with 9 points to help seal this victory, and he had to be that guy tonight. He had some good buckets, you know. Wish you hit your free throws.
Yeah,
you got to hit your free throws down the stretch of the game. Like those are the 2 free throws. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah,
you get into the line, critical part of the game. You got to hit them. But I'm gonna give him a 9 tonight for his performance.
Give him an 8.5. Give him an 8.5. That's where I'm going tonight. I thought that he was critical, especially in the third. When Sacramento sent a couple doubles to Julius's way, there were 3 straight times RJ cut into the middle. He was able to score on 2, which was close to the basket, 3 to 10 feet, and then he found Mitch for a lob on 1. I thought that was nice. Nice heads up, nice awareness by RJ. He had a solid third quarter. Fourth quarter, 6 points, especially when Brunson went out. They needed RJ to help close down the stretch. He was able to do that. Like the fact that he was on the boards early, 9 boards, 6 dimes. Always like when RJ's facilitating and connecting with guys. He had a nice corner pass to McBride in the first half that connected for a 3. I like that pass by RJ as well. The 3 steals, off ball, his defense I thought was solid, 2 blocks. You don't really see RJ getting a lot of blocks out there. I thought that was good. I thought he played well in transition. Good job by him. 7-9 from the field. Thought that was excellent as well. 7-9 from the free throw line. And 9-21 from the field. Just didn't like his on ball defense was a little iffy, especially early in the game. I thought Keegan Murray got to him a little bit. Got exposed on a backdoor cut. A couple guys got some rebounds over him. Needed to box out a little bit. Just little stuff here and there. I just had to dock him. You know, I was leaning 9. Then I went 8.5 just because I felt like defensively on the ball, he just wasn't as locked in as I needed him to be. But overall, he got the job done, closed the game out when they needed him to, 27 points. After a 26-point outing in Charlotte, I'm going 8.5.
All right.
Okay. Now, moving along, what did you think about Quentin Grimes' game tonight? Quentin Grimes, 7 points, 6 boards, 3 dimes, 2 of 8 shooting. Quentin Grimes.
A lot of what he does doesn't show up in the stat sheet, and so I'm going to put that out there because if you look at his stat sheet, you'd be like, how am I going to give him this?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 7.5 today because his defense was very important. But I do need that shooting to come around. That's the thing. I thought he had it figured out the last two games. You got 7 points. You went 2 for 8, 1 from the field, 1 for 4 from 3. You hit both of your free throws. You went 2 for 2. You're a good rebounder. I know that. I know you're a good playmaker. All right. Death, taxes, and Quentin Grimes finding a big man in the paint for an easy bucket is like something I can always count on every single game. He got you that steal. But his on-ball defense is what really puts him up to 7.5 for me. If he got the shooting down and really contributed that way, I would have gotten higher. But the way he's just able to jump passing lanes, the way he's able to stay in front of his defender, even when his assignment is attacking the lane, he's still able to stay in front of them. He puts his hands up, and he's staying right by their hip, not giving any room.
Yeah,
I like that about him. And he's been so impactful for what the Knicks have been able to do and been so successful defensively. I'm giving him a 7.5.
I'll go 7.5 as well. I like that one for all the reasons that you said. I thought his defense, especially on Herter, was quite notable. He's just a pest out there, and you could just see the immediate impact that he has on the overall team defense. It was a great job by him. I thought he did a good job of moving without the ball, even though he didn't connect on some of those shots. I thought he did a good job moving without the ball and where Julius and RJ were able to find him, especially earlier in the first half. He's continued to do that, you know, cutting, relocating into open areas to get good shots. Didn't knock him down, but I thought just his overall movement was good. Like the fact that he put the ball on the floor. As you said, he found Mitch. 3 dimes in the game overall. Continues to put the ball on the floor and try to make stuff happen. And in the end, in the fourth quarter, like I said, when they did send a double to RJ, RJ found McBride, who cut at the nail. Kicked it out to Grimes, and Grimes hit that top of the key three. I thought that's what pretty much wrapped the game up at that point. So that was a pretty clutch play, and the 1-3 that he did make was in crunch time. So I'll give that to him. Overall, I'll give Grimes a 7.5. What do you guys think in the chat? Quentin Grimes on the night. Rate his performance. Okay, how about Mitch?
I'm going to go 8 for Mitchell Robinson.
Okay. All right.
12 points. He went 100% again from the field.
Yep.
This is another time within the past week he's gone 100% from the field every time he gets his touches. Mm-hmm. He got you 9 boards, 4 offensive rebounds. He's one of the best offensive rebounders in the league. He also got you 5 defensive boards. But another thing that's not going to show up, and he got you 2 blocks, but the other thing that's not going to show up in the stat sheet is his defense and how he alters shots in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
He was critical in that fourth quarter. When everyone goes out and the defense needed to step up, yes, you had your perimeter defenders, but he's that safety valve once again. Every time someone tried to attack the lane, he altered their shot. We talked about how he blocked the shot on, Malik Monk for the three-point shot, right? Now I got to dock him because he fouled out. You know, it could have been better, honestly,
yeah,
to me, because of how he performed. But got to dock him. I give him an 8 because his defensive impact, he's just looking like a force out there. And he took advantage of a mismatch. There is no true center on the other side. And for him being able to do that, that's something you got to keep in mind as well.
I give him an 8 as well. I liked how he took on the challenge with Sabonis. It's a tough cover. Sabonis, very physical, very agile out there. You saw the difference. It was quite noticeable when Mitch did get into foul trouble and Sabonis went right at Hartenstein trying to expose him. 4 offensive rebounds. Once again, Knicks had 15 offensive rebounds on the night, and 4 of those belonged to Mitchell Robinson. I thought that was solid. Once again, 9 rebounds for Mitch overall, 5 for 5 from the field. Made his 2 free throws when he got to the line. I did like that. 2 block shots. Mm-hmm. I liked how he battled in the paint with Sabonis fighting for rebounds and altering shots. And then the 3-pointer that he blocked on Malik Monk. That's Mitchell Robinson for you, man. So overall, solid effort. And they
on a bum ankle. Let's not forget that.
Was it
on a bum ankle?
Yeah, on a bad ankle. Yeah, did get hurt and gutted it out. Did get hurt and gutted it out, man, because I thought we were going to lose him in the, what was it, third quarter? I forgot which quarter. It might have been the third.
Was it the third quarter or was it the second quarter? I forget which one it was.
Yeah, thought we were going to lose him, but he did gut it out. So great job by him. And then luckily, he didn't pick up a 6th foul until late in the game And by that time, they already kind of had the game in hand. So overall, good job by Mitch. All right. Last but not least, Jericho Sims. No, I'm just kidding. Julius Randle. 27 points, 8 rebounds, 9 of 20 from the field, 6 of 6 from the stripe. A monster first half performance that ended in an ejection.
Man, this is tough, man. This is tough because part of me feels like we shouldn't complete it, give it an incomplete because he didn't finish the game.
Okay.
But at the other time,
if you want to take the easy way out, go ahead.
What did you say?
I said, if you want to take the easy way out, go ahead. I'll allow it.
Oh, my. Give me a break.
I'll allow it. People in the chat, if you want to put it in complete, go right ahead.
Relax. I will give you the score. Sheesh. I'm just saying. I'm talking out loud, man. I'm thinking my process. I'm letting everyone who's tuning in understand where I'm going with this. Woo. But I will give him a 7.5. And here's it. He would have. I'm telling you, if he finished this game, I would have broken the scale because he was just that good. He was just on that. He was that on point tonight. I thought offensively, yeah, the 3-point shooting numbers doesn't look great. 3 for 11, but he was a force. He got, which is really confusing. He had 6 free throw attempts, which is why, after not getting that foul call, I was like, you're probably going to get that at some point throughout the rest right. of the game, which is why it's like you got to the line. You had 6 free throw attempts, man. Like, you're going to get back to the line. It's okay. They can't keep calling everything on you. But, look, 9 for 20 from the field, 3 for 11 from 3, hit all of his 6 free throws. He had 8 boards, 3 assists. He was cooking tonight, 27 points before he left. If he stayed in there, man, I think we're talking about close to a 40-point performance, if not a 40-point performance tonight, because he was just that on fire. But I'll give him a 7.5 because I'm looking at you as a leader.
Yeah.
You can't get ejected from a game that's important. It may not be important right now, but these wins do matter, especially when you can get them, especially when you're cooking like that. You know, you're not everything's a guarantee for this team. So when you're in this position to win, you got to stay cool, calm, and collected and finish the game. But I'll give him a 7.5.
Give him a 7. Yeah, I'll give him a 7. The offensive performance was great. He was great. But you can't bail on your team like that. I mean, he literally picked up the first tee with the game going on and his team on offense, and he had his back turned to the play, chewing out the ref. That ref gets him. And if everybody's like, well, why did his teammate stop him? Maybe they didn't think he was going to have a complete meltdown with them having a double-digit lead and him cooking. But then he proceeds to walk to the baseline judge and give him an earful, and that was all she wrote. Sent him to the showers early. See you later. I got to give him a 7, man. You got to give him a 7. Yeah, that's it.
Look, it's just, you got to stay composed, man, these moments. Got to stay composed in those moments. And I would like to see how he finishes games, man. He was really cooking.
Hey, he could have had 40. Who knows? Even though
I could have seen the first CP 10 out of 10 tonight. Julius Randle.
I was considering it. You know, I was considering it. I have to see how this game finished. Made a couple of nice decisions out of the double teams, like I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You can talk about that. Yeah, that's for sure. Three times.
Yeah.
Double teams. More than that, those were to RJ. That he had, like, 3, like, out of double teams to RJ. But, you know, he was drawing double teams. He was finding everybody who was open on the – he was moving the ball really well tonight.
Yeah.
So, that's why I'm saying he was cooking. He was legitimately cooking.
Hey, we don't need that, man. We're going to have to give him a 7. And that is it. Player ratings presented by KnicksFanTV.com. Go to KnicksFanTV.com for all your player ratings. And, yeah, that's it, man. Shout out to Remy. All right, a couple more calls, and then we will wrap. Let me get to Rambo from Tampa. Rambo, rapid fire. Let's go.
Yo, Rapid Fire, honestly, man, this is just a complimentary call right here. To be honest with you, I already told you we need to get behind this team right now, man. So this is just a complimentary call, man. Salute, big ups to you on SNY, man. Just big ups to everything y'all doing out here, man. I've been killing it at work right now, man. Shout out to my UPS drivers on my team, too. Because I already knew I was going to have to catch this show tomorrow on Spotify because I had to take the wifey out tonight. I couldn't even watch the game tonight, my man.
Okay.
But
okay.
I seen Deuce got some minutes, though. I'm the president of Deuce Hive. Let's go, Deuce. Let him get comfortable. Watch that shot fall. Rapid fire. I'm going to holler.
Let's go. Rambo feeling good. Took care of wifey. He said he's going to catch the show tomorrow. Said he's killing it at work. It's a good day for him. He's winning, man. Get that thumbs up for Rambo, man. He's winning. You know?
And that was rapid fire.
And that was rapid fire, man. Clicking on all cylinders, man. So shout out to Rambo, man. I like that call. He came to share in the love and the wins. I like that. He came to spread joy. Anthony from New York, rapid fire. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, CP? Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. Let's go.
Listen, I don't know what Jose from Puerto Rico is talking about, but that boy is crazy. We're going to trade Randall for what now? What are we going to trade Randall for?
Yeah.
And what are we going to trade Randall for? You know what I mean? Like, let the guy play. Like, I understand he's not the sharpest. He's rough around the edges, but he plays good for us. And everybody's saying that he's not a real Nick. Listen, since he's been here, he's been balling with us. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to say. And okay. I think Jose from New York, he's crazy. Straight up.
He's from Puerto Rico, sir. He's from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico?
Yeah, he's crazy. Yeah, we could set up a battle of the fans. Maybe he'll call in Wednesday if he's around and you're around. You know, let me know. We could connect.
Yeah, I'm Thick Out the Music on YouTube, so you could hit me up on there. I would love to sit down and battle with him because I don't know. He's a little, he's lost.
Okay. All right. No doubt, man. So Anthony's coming for you, Jose, if you're listening out there, man. You know, so let me know. I'll set it up, man. We got a new closer tonight, man. We're going to H-Town. Jay from H-Town. You're the closer, man. Hopefully you'll make it good. Make it good, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, CP? What's going on, Alex? Definitely appreciate y'all taking the call. And I just want to say I respectfully disagree with the rating that y'all gave Randall. Now, I've never been a part of the Randall Hive, so I'll be the first to say that. But first to say, any other Knicks player who had it from the Knicks fans the way that he did probably would have ran him out of New York by now. So just the fact that he was able to have such a bounce-back season is commendable. And then everything that he was doing tonight, directing traffic, like I said, he was just a monster in every way of the game. And it was an uneven officiated game, so it was probably just boiling up. I don't think it was just from that one play. I think it was from a plethora of plays from him as well as his teammates, and I think it was more so him just sticking up for everything that was going on tonight. Because if you really think about it, without that first half, him leaving out of the game, we wouldn't have had a chance. Like, let's be honest. So he came out the game, and we still had a double-digit lead. So I don't feel like he put the team in that much of a bad position. And then I also just wanted to say one thing, and then I'll let y'all go because rapid fire. But I'm starting to notice that Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett is playing better. So many times we hear how they can't play together, how, you know, one of them has to be traded. And not to say that this is the same thing, but think about everybody was saying that last year about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, even after they made a conference championship together, saying how they can't play together. But they stayed the course, and they started to learn to mesh, and they became one of the best teams in the league. Obviously not saying it'll be the same thing for the Knicks, but I think we just need to give them some time to really mesh because we are actually starting to see them play as a cohesive unit and then see what happens. Worst come to worst, Randall's not that great, and he builds up his trade value, and we trade him at the end of the season. But I really think we should go through the season and see what we got. But I appreciate it again, guys. Congratulations on everything that y'all got going on. Really appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, man. And shout out to the H, man. Always love H-Tab, home away from home. Oh, you got to love it, Al. You got to love it. He starts off the call. He says, I got to disagree with you on the Randall rating, on your play ratings. He didn't give his own rating. I should have asked him for it. He didn't give it.
Should've.
And then he finishes the call, says, hopefully everything goes well so we can trade him. You gotta love it, folks. You gotta love it. It ain't just me. It ain't CP's fault. It ain't Alex's fault. It ain't Jose's fault, man. Oh, man. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. He loved how he played tonight. And he's ready to trade
Talk
him
about
if all goes well.
Talk about coming out of left field. It's like, we got. It's like, you got to give Randall his respect.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, all right.
All right.
Now you got to trade him if his value is good. It's like, what?
What a way to close the show. I love it. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. This is what makes Knicks fans so special. You got to love
it,
man.
You said it.
Yeah.
This is why I love this fan base, man. All over the place.
Blood of the Panther has been filling the chat up with tomatoes. You know he's already tight because Obi's missing time. And he doesn't like Julius getting all this shine. He's tight. He's aggy right now, man.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Can't make it up.
Hashtag free Obi, hashtag Obi Avengers.
Yeah, hashtag Obi Avengers, man. You know what? Look, man, I love this win tonight for the simple fact that the Giants-Knicks doubleheaders are always tough to take, especially if both teams lose. Now, I didn't expect the Giants to get a W today over Philadelphia, and they basically got 21 skunked. They got dubbed in the first quarter, so at that point, I had pretty much bailed on them and said, you know what, let me save my blood pressure, my stress for the Knicks tonight. So I bailed on the Giants. I went to go check my guy Ty and the jazz band, calm my nerves a little bit. Went there for 2 hours, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Brought it back to the center, came home refreshed. Watched the Knick game. Julius was cooking, and then RJ finished the game. We got the W, man. Let's go.
Ended off with a win. I can feel the same way. You know, Jets are still in the playoff hunt. They're still 7-6. A brutal loss to the Buffalo Bills, man. Mike White was taking a beating today. He threw very well today. Offensive line did not help him. Michael Carter didn't help him. CJ Mosley had one. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that when he jumped over the line.
My man was like Bobby Boucher from Waterboy. He thought he was Troy Palomo for a second.
I did see that.
Hopped over that line, got the tackle. I was like, yo, they were not going to run it. You just gave the Bills 7 points. And from there, I was like, it's going to be a long game. Long game.
Wow.
And it was a long game.
Wow.
And then Mike White had to leave. I had to go watch whatever is left of Joe Flacco coming in. That was horrendous. So,
yeah.
It was a brutal game for the Jets, but we're still on pace, Jets Nation. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, I think for the Giants, you know, the Cinderella shoe's falling off. I hated that they tied the game against the Redskins. I couldn't believe they did that. Next week's game will pretty much, I call them the Deadskins. but, you know, next week's game is pretty much with the playoff spot. You got Detroit playing a hot brand of football right now, and they already own the tiebreak over the Giants. You know, I think it's just the Cinderella season is coming to a halt. There's too many injuries. And they were already overachieving. So we'll see if they drag themselves in the playoffs. But clearly, unfortunately, they're not in the same class of the Eagles. And I hate to admit that, but it's just reality, man. We're just not there yet, unfortunately. They got Saquon on a pitch count now. He's injured. So he put him with the list of injured players. So it's over with, man. It's definitely over with.
That was the other thing. You talk about injuries. We almost lost Quinnen Williams. He's questionable for next game.
Mm.
He's a big component of what that defensive line is. He went out. I was like how Grimes tripped over. Who was it? Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
I held my breath again when I saw Quinnen Williams because like once he went down, defensive line wasn't the same, bro.
Mm. Yeah, it's life in New York football, man. Shout out to Cher Brilliance. Flat-out Super Chats this Friday night. Knicks song and Julius Randle are the most frustrating targets of Knicks fans. LOL. Yeah, I've been reaching out to my guy Robert Randolph, man. I really want to remix the song, man. I think he's out there listening. Chuck, if you have some influence, if that's your guy, let him know, man. We need a remix. We need a remix of Friday night Knicks song, man. Let me handle it. I think I can do a good job producing. Get some guys together, man. I think I can do a good job, man. Edgar Moore, $20 Super Chat. Oh, I got that one. Of course, so appreciate Michael Parker, $10 Super Chat, says, salute Knicks Nation. Is Randall still on the trading block? I say yes. Shout out to Troy Davis. $10 Super Chat says, wins are because of weak competition and injuries. Also, McBride over Rose is a difference, not a nine-man rotation. McBride is a point guard and doesn't take any minutes from Cam at small forward. Cam is unfairly out to play RJ more minutes. Okay. I got that. I got that. Shout out to Johnny. Says RJ hot streak of games incoming. Okay. All right. Cool, man. So great show, everybody. And as we said, oh, let me get Hoodies Vintage in here. He says, nice win. Developing defense identity. Hashtag free Cam, though. So shout out my guy, Hoodies Vintage. And we'll be back on Wednesday for Post Game Live, Knicks versus Bulls. We'll make sure that you tap into the channel for our Game of the Week preview with Corey Talbot, the Harvard Herald. So stay tuned for that. Set your notifications for that one. Hit that like button. Hit the share button. Remember that the show is available in audio podcast format, all the major podcast platforms. So no reason to miss it. Manscaped.com, promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. And also prizepicks.com, enter promo code KFTV for a 100% match from your deposit of up to $100. Shout out to Jerry Chris for the Fight Out Super Chat. Last minute, got it in at the buzzer. We'll see you guys this week, man. Have a great week. Have a productive week, people. See you later. Peace. All right. Oh, but good stuff, bro.
Good stuff, bro. You want to do that switchboard thing?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it a different day?
Yeah, let's do it during, like, when we're not doing post-game. Like, even, like, during the day.
Yeah, I'm free. Just let me know anytime during the day. I'm good.
Yeah. I would say, like, either, like, Tuesday during the day. Let's okay. Do it so we have time. Because we got to, like, we gotta use, like, a dummy YouTube, test the audio, get somebody on the phones and all that. So it's gonna take, like, probably, like, an hour.
All right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, man. Good stuff, bro.
So are we doing weekly tomorrow? Just want to make sure on that.
You're definitely going to do the thing with Corey tomorrow?
Yeah, because Gamba is going to be busy the remainder of the afternoon when Corey gets out on Tuesday. So I got to do it at 9:15 p.m. tomorrow. So I could start, I would say, like 10:15. I'd be good for, like, next week if we wanted to do it tomorrow.
All right, game time decision. I'll keep you posted. I mean, we have time. We could also do it Tuesday, so keep you posted on that.
Yeah, Tuesday also works, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sounds good, man. I'll keep you posted, though.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too, man. Later.
Peace.
Recording stopped.
Yeah.